has been the big story today, the sad story today in our breaking news. 13 dead this morning at the Navy Yard in Southeast Washington. The gunman, 34-year-old Aaron Alexis, is among the dead. Many agencies working on the investigation, including the ATF. Joseph Vince is a former ATF agent and now director of the criminal justice program at Mount St. Mary's University. And he joins us to talk more about what happened today. Joe, thanks so much for being with us.
Hey, thanks for having me, Mary Beth. Nice to talk to you again.
Yeah, I'm wondering if while you're watching this unfold, and there's so much we don't know about motive, we don't have identifications of the victims at this point. There may be a second suspect that hasn't been ruled out yet. And I'm wondering from your point of view, with your background and what you do now, what are you looking for? Are you looking for motive? Are you trying to figure out who this guy was? Are you looking at the security of the building and what could have been done better? Or all of the above?
Yes, I think it's very critical to understand motive in cases like this, because if there is another suspect, you know, it's having two people that have anger or mental issues coming together at the same time and not being connected would be very unusual. So I believe it's important if this was a disgruntled employee, and would it, I'm speculating now, but from the information received about being a contractor, he may have recently lost his position because of the sequester, and this may have triggered his anger toward the Navy to make him act out like this.
Yeah, there was a lot of skepticism, I think, earlier today, and you kind of got that from the police as well. When they talked about these two other suspects they might be looking for, they didn't want to rule it out, but they didn't want to make people very fearful either. I think they were two people who others had identified, and they just couldn't figure out who they were. And this other one could be involved as well. However, from what I understand and what you just said, it is highly unlikely that this gunman didn't act alone.
Right. And I think, too, that you have to be very skeptical. And when I say skeptical, I mean eyewitnesses to horrific incidents such as this many times get confused on what they see. That's not unusual. So law enforcement's going to have to go very methodically and look at all the information they have to put this together. And they're going to be looking at tracing the firearms to see if this individual bought them, looking to see if they have any other types of ballistics that say there were other weapons used besides the three that this individual had. So again, going down what the witnesses say, as well putting it into the evidence found at the scene, will allow them to do this.
I would imagine that from the time that you were an ATF agent to today, times have changed a little bit with how these different jurisdictions, these different organizations, and I'm talking about DC police, and I'm talking about the Park Police and the FBI and the ATF, how they all work together when something like this happens.
Oh, absolutely. They do a tremendous job because they do have plans, and years ago we didn't do the planning that we do now, which is critical. If you don't have a plan in place and you don't practice that plan together, it's not going to work out. So I commend them for getting to the scene in such a speedy manner and acting the way that they did in a concerted effort. And the results bear it out of what concerned today. The gunman was apprehended in a relatively short period of time. And I'd like to say that we're not going to have any more of these, but that's probably unlikely based on what's been going on and the fact that we really haven't taken a lot away from trying to either identify people that shouldn't have guns or keep guns away from people like this.
Yeah, that was my next question. What can be done to prevent it? We don't know how he got in. There was some talk that he had another employee's pass or key pass to get in the door. That is completely unclear, but it keeps happening. And whatever we're doing is not working.
Exactly. And I think it goes to show this idea of having armed people to secure you. It just it's not going to work. We want to be preventative. Waiting till somebody dies and then arresting somebody is following a trail of blood. What we want to do is make the blood not occur. And you do this by keeping, you know, I think we have to do better background checks. I think we have to take a look at people that have anger issues and make sure they don't acquire firearms. Without doing this, we're just repeating what's been going on time and time again because we're not taking any action.
Joseph Vince, director of the criminal justice program at Mount St. Mary's University, is always a pleasure having you with us.
Take care, Mary Beth.
You too.